Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar clashed sharply with President Donald Trump during his State of the Union address, shouting over his remarks on immigration. The exchange began when Trump urged lawmakers to stand if they agreed that the government's first duty is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
That is why I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens. Isn't that a shame? You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Omar responded by yelling accusations that Trump had killed Americans. The confrontation escalated as Trump referenced alleged fraud in Minnesota's Somali American community and criticized Democratic immigration policies. The moment quickly became one of the night's most visible flashpoints, underscoring deep partisan divides over immigration and homeland security. Bills banning assault weapons are going to face tough sledding in the divided Minnesota legislature. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Scheer says the proposal from Governor Walz doesn't have bipartisan support.
I think gun control is a no-go because not only are Republicans apparently pretty much unified against the governor and his agenda, but there are some outstate and suburban Democrats who are leery of it as well.
A bill prohibiting semi-automatic military-style weapons stalled on a 10-10 party-line vote in a House committee Tuesday. Annunciation School shooting victims and families testified at the hearing. Google is planning to build a new data center near Rochester. In other headlines, a new report based on recent national testing finds that over 800,000 Minnesota workers are in jobs with high exposure to generative artificial intelligence. With it comes a new dashboard that tracks each job's exposure to Gen AI. Dr. Majit Rege, director of the Center for Applied AI at the University of St. Thomas, says awareness is the first step to preparation.
If workers know how exposed their occupation group is, they can make informed decisions about upskilling, reskilling, or shifting into roles where AI is a complement rather than a substitute.
Rege says Minnesota employees have the highest exposure in the Midwest and the 10th highest nationally. City officials say a fire destroyed the Superior and Sage Hotel. The hotel was destroyed during renovations. This is MNN.